Money and Markets. Bloomberg chart of the day once this week reports that the total value of Apple stock, the market capitalization, is approaching the value of all the publicly traded companies of Spain, Portugal, and Greece combined. Obviously, that's a pretty radical change over a five-year period. If you go back 5 years and look at where Apple was versus all the publicly traded companies in three countries of Europe, it's quite a switch. I'm headed to Portugal, speaking of Spain, Portugal, and Greece, on April 20th. I'll be there for a week and a half. And in fact, I'm meeting with one of the public companies there. We hold them as a investment in C-Lane advisory. And so on this one, I have to tell you, I see a lot more opportunity in Spain, Portugal, and Greece than I do in Apple, but that's for another day. It's worth noting the Department of Justice took an antitrust whack at Apple and the other ebook publishers this week. You can find the story on the blog. As the European debt squabbles continue, the IMF, as Bill King would say, you can't make this stuff up. The IMF predicts a drop in the number of countries whose sovereign debt is considered safe. They say over $9 trillion would be removed from the safe category in 2016, by 2016, and that is going to cause problems with financial stability because none of these assets are safe. I'm sure Chris and Franklin have something to say about where you can find a safe asset tonight. A sure sign that cash flows are tightening, we have Russia announcing that they are planning on massing troops on Iran's northern border, waiting for a Western attack. Let me just read from the story that is posted at the blog. The Russian military anticipates an attack will occur on Iran by the summer. It's developed an action plan to move Russian troops through neighboring Georgia to stage in Armenia, which borders on the Islamic Republic, according to informed Russian sources. The story goes on. But it's a sure sign of more tension. American Renaissance, fact and fiction. The last couple of salary reports, I've talked about all the different clues that are indicate many different efforts are being made to reposition and shift the United States and its manufacturing competitiveness. We have natural gas prices. Don't say that everything's going up. Natural gas prices today dropped below $2 for the first time in 10 years. That's pretty significant. And I think what's been happening in natural gas, both the increased reserves and efforts to keep the price low vis-a-vis oil, are so significant that I've invited Jim Norman to come back, and he will be on the Salieri Report in the first week of May. We're going to talk about the different indications to indicate that the United States is becoming much more energy self-sufficient, what it means to the economy, what it means to the dollar. Trump has a new documentary. It's about 10 minutes long. It's sort of a promotion piece. He takes the United States balance sheet, strips it down, tries to value it, and shows us why the debt is not a problem and the dollar should remain strong. You know, it's sort of another indication of this effort for American Renaissance. We finally published our special Salieri report on the Jobs Act of 2012. That's jobs as in jumpstart our business startups. Take a look at it. It goes through the detailed provisions, and Carolyn Betts has done a chart that really helps you break down. If you're interested in raising capital for a small company, it really gives you the details. I also read this week Michael Schumann's new book, Local Dollars, Local Sense, How to Shift Your Money from Wall Street to Main Street and Achieve Real Prosperity. Tom Greco had recommended it when he spoke on the Salieri Report. It is a very, I'm a fan of Michael Schumann, and it's a good roundup of the best examples of efforts that have been made to encourage local financing or financing through networks, and it's all in one place. It's extremely well written. There are, however, no warnings of all the different pitfalls and dangers, and what I found is there's a lot more dangers and pitfalls in financing and getting involved in local investment than there is even in the U.S. brokerage system. So just remember, it's a rosy presentation, and it's a good one, but you want to be very, very careful when you get into local investments that you stick with people who are competent and have a very good reputation for integrity, because whatever the corruption is on Wall Street, it's very present on Main Street as well. The U.S. presidential elections, normally, as you know me, I don't spend a lot of time following the presidential elections There are early signs that this one could get very, very dirty and very, very fractious now that Romney has emerged as the clear winner of the Republican nomination. A story up on the blog from the New York Times, American Crossroads, Karl Rove, or Karl Rove is very involved in it. The super PAC on the Republican side is planning on doing its first big anti-Obama advertising blitz. And if you sort of look at what's coming together, I may end up doing some coverage because I think this election could get very, very dirty and very, very ugly. It's another reason, as I said before, please focus on your local elections. It's where you can ground into real issues and choices, and I think the federal one is going to be something to be avoided. It's going to get a little bit too kooky. On central bank and QE watch, the markets continue to talk and converse about whether or not we're going to have a new quantitative easing. Blythe Masters is the head of commodities at J.P. Morgan. Chase, she came out at J.P. Morgan and made a donation to a mining program at the university in Colorado. And she gave an interview and talked about the fact that J.P. Morgan Chase does not take speculative positions in the commodities markets. That includes in silver and gold futures. And they only trade on accounts behalf, and they're fully hedged by their accounts, thus setting off quite a squabble about whether, in fact, if you look at the size of their derivative positions, including in gold and silver, they are, in fact, trading for the mother of all clients, the U.S. government and the U.S. government's Exchange Stabilization Fund. Rob Kirby has a good piece, and I have it up on the blog. Also, a report from the Fed talk about, you know, adding salt to the wounds. They report that student loans is a problem. Well, surprise, surprise, we already knew that, and this is from the people who gave us the problem in the first place. But you'll find a link to that up on the blog as well. Interestingly enough, Bloomberg Briefs reports this week that record municipal bond issuance in the last quarter from universities. Now, given the growing student loan problem and the role of the universities in the equity markets and traditionally the endowments of the ones who have been accessing the tax-exempt bond market, I would love to see somebody dig in to understand exactly where that cash flow is going. I think it might be very interesting. No word yet from the Supreme Court on Obamacare. There's a new poll from the Washington Post. More people think Supreme Court justices will be acting mainly on their partisan political views than on a neutral reading of the law when they decide the constitutionality of President Obama's health care law. It's too bad that we've reached that point, but that is not a poll that surprises.